JA?
Love some butcher's paper. Love to draw up a, you know, tree of sorts on a butcher's paper.
Oh.
Family trees, you
thought,
know.
Thought tree.
Good for that.
Yeah, good thought idea.
Tree. Venn diagrams even, ooh, you know.
Hey, do you have a mood board at your place of work?
What? Do I have a mood board? What are you talking about? Do you think?
Haven't you heard of a mood? Haven't you heard of a? No, haven't you heard of a?
I know what a mood board is, but I don't have the time to be what printing out pictures and putting them. What would I put on my mood board? What the Canberra Raiders like 1990s early team and just manifest that again?
Laurie Daly would feature in your mood board, I'd reckon.
He features in several pictures around my house.
All right, let's move on very quickly from that. It's actually a good place to start, though. We just had caller Jason. I know you heard him about who the Newcastle Knights are and who they are, what, you know, their identity crisis that he described it. But what is the latest with Dave Clement? This is a strange one. This is a game that Adam O'Brien's desperate to win, and one of his best forwards is not selected.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, we've all heard the chat about, well, it's because he, you know, blew up a trainer and wouldn't come off. And I find that hard to believe that there isn't a bit more behind that, because I think, like, that's a pretty common thing for players to say, well, you know, I don't want to come off, or, you know, whinge and whine. And even when they've got, you know, we all see them when they've got, even got a head knock and they've got to come off. You can see that they're really not, no player ever wants to come off. So I don't know. It seems like there's a bit more to do with this. But I think one thing is for certain, he probably can't stay there once there's these kind of things. No one really lasts too long in being able to repair that kind of relationship if it's so bad that you're then being dropped.
Yeah. Okay. So who's the bad relationship with? Does he outlast the coach, or does he outlast the trainer, or like, because Dave's got himself a contract. It's a pretty valuable one for Dave. You know, we're talking about the $800,000, and I'm pretty sure it's next year that it's in line as well.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, yeah, you're right. You've got to balance these things out with the money that you've spent on, and hope, I guess the best case scenario for the Knights is if they can find somebody who's willing to take on that contract. Would they be willing to take on that much?
Yeah.
I highly doubt that, because it's a huge amount for what he is, how he's playing. But I think it sort of probably isn't good signs for Clemmer. If you're getting dropped, it's not really the trainer that's getting dropped, or it's not really, you know, the coach is still there. So
yeah.
I think it sort of falls on him a little bit.
Yeah, it's a strange situation. Show cause
really
notice.
Weird.
Yeah, for yelling at a trainer. I mean, they'll be, if they do that this week, they'll be 17 in the National Rugby League. But anyway, watch this space with interest. If they get beaten badly by the Tigers on Sunday, whoa, isn't that going to blow up there?
That would be a disaster.
Yeah. Now, you were at the Manly press conference yesterday. There's speculation that Turbo said something interesting, maybe even Burbo, who's back in the side. But you're telling me it's Gerbo that we like to call him Jake the Healer or Jake the Redeemer here at Afternoons at SEN.
Well, he certainly had some of those healing qualities yesterday. Yeah, we heard from the players yesterday and Dez this morning. And obviously the players have had that meeting where they've kind of hashed out their differences. Jake was really open about the fact that he couldn't understand it at first. He said, "I it was really hard for me to get my head around why you wouldn't play a game." But he kind of, in a half, you know, in a sort of almost comical way, but accidentally, was said, "Oh, you know, the most important thing to those players is God. The most important thing to me is football." So, and you can just see as his brain's working, it's just football, 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 football. It's just constant football is what. And but he was very reflective on the fact that he couldn't understand and he needed to understand.
Yes.
And took a really mature approach with it, where he's tried to, he said it was really interesting to learn a little bit about something he didn't understand. And he said he hadn't been brought up religious. He doesn't get that. So I think if someone like Jake, you can obviously, I think anyone in rugby league who hates losing, it's Jake Trbojevic.
Yes.
And so I think if someone like that can have the maturity, then I actually thought, yeah, this side can probably move forward. But will they make finals? I don't think so.
Isn't it interesting, and there's heavy irony in the fact that inclusivity that they wanted to engender with the Pride round, and that divided the club. But that division has led to greater learnings from those people who were pro the Pride jersey.
Yeah, and probably who are pro, like, just having maybe a little bit of an open mind, even if
yes.
they can't understand it, just willing to, because I think a lot of us can't understand it, but maybe just willing to have the maturity of respecting their teammates. And certainly there was a lot of that from Jake yesterday. I actually thought, prior to that, I thought, God, this, how on earth are these players ever going to come together? And yesterday, I think he did a pretty good job of convincing us that it wasn't easy, but that he was, that they could.
And are you surprised by that with Jake?
Not at all.
No, me neither.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised he had difficulty with it. I'm not surprised he was willing to be mature about it.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great clubman.
He is a great ambassador for rugby league.
Yes.
He's a great ambassador for, like, he is just an ambassador for the sport that you can't pay or mould, or he just is what he is. Such a mature player, but also lives and breathes the game.
Yeah, hasn't got a tackle break this year, but that's a separate thing from the analyst. Anyway, now what's happening with this stadium situation? Where will the grand final be this year, and what's the likely outcome anticipated between the PVL versus Dom Perrottet head to head?
I find it really hard to believe that the grand final will be anywhere but Sydney, just given the late notice in the season, the push for it always to remain sort of in Sydney and that tradition there. It's a tough sell for Peter Volandis, particularly when the government's talking about stadiums are a tough sell for a government to put money into any time with the public.
Yes.
And I think it's an even harder sell when you've had things like the floods. And it was interesting, Des Hasler spoke this morning on it a little bit, and he was actually pretty sympathetic towards the government's position and said, you know, there's people that have had floods and unforeseen events, that it's a difficult one to balance. And of course, we know Manly is one of the ones that the areas that is affected by that stadium funding. But he said, look, the players, they don't care. They'll play wherever. It's more about the community and what it brings and that kind of thing. But I think it's a pretty tough sell given everything that the state has been through.
That's right. And that's, as soon as you bring that up, and I heard Brandy talk about it this morning, it's like, oh, I mean, it's like he could come out and say, oh, we need some more air conditioners for the kiddies at Boorowa Central. And you're like, oh, snookered.
Yeah, it's a tough sell at any point, though. That's the thing, let alone what New South Wales has been through in the past couple of years. At any point, stadiums are always just a really tough sell to the public because not everyone's into sport.
No, that's right. And it's only those people who go there that get the benefit. So that's an even lesser lesser group than that, lesser number. I'm not saying they're a lesser group, just to clarify, people all over me with text messages. You're not a lesser of a lesser group. You're a much greater group, JA. Thank you. Are you in action on Sunday?
Yes, I am in action on Sunday. I think it'll be Sock, or I think New South Wales doing Com Games.
So yes.
Probably me and Sock.
You and Sock, wow.
Someone will turn up.
What could possibly go wrong?
We haven't been fired yet. Can you believe it?
I can believe it, because you're both very talented, so that's why you haven't been fired. There we go. A compliment for you, JA, despite your stubborn streak, which we learnt yesterday as a Leo.
Hey, calm down. I'll fire up.
That's another characteristic. Very fiery.
You just watch our group chat. There's going to be a message come your way.
Okay. I'll be anticipating that. Good on you, JA. Have a great week, and we'll speak again next week.
See ya.
Jaleesa Apps there. She is from Channel 10. She's a beauty, hosting on Sunday. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170. SEN.